From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Most websites run by the state of Vermont are down at this time. That's due to an issue with the state's internet service provider. Secretary of Digital Services John Quinn says he learned of the outage around 9:30 this morning and says his department quickly got in touch with the state's internet provider, First Light.
Yes, it is a First Light problem, and they acknowledged it on their end that someone had broken a cable at some point this morning.
Quinn says it's unclear how long the outage will last. He says it's affecting all internal internet service at state offices, but he says phone lines are still working so state offices can take calls. Vermont has a new law that regulates transportation network companies like Uber and Lyft, and so towns are trying to figure out how the new state law impacts their local regulations. Brattleboro's attorney Bob Fisher tried to sort things out at a select board meeting last night.
Currently, the town of Brattleboro has a taxi ordinance. We do not regulate transportation network companies.
Under the new state law, Uber and Lyft drivers must get a background check and have adequate insurance coverage. The state will issue a report early next year that looks at how the new law affects local regulations. The Environmental Protection Agency is testing the soil and air in a Burlington neighborhood for the presence of potentially hazardous chemicals. The state asked for the EPA's help after a preliminary investigation indicated contamination from two chemicals associated with dry cleaning products in an area where the dry cleaner store closed nearly 30 years ago. The Burlington Free Press reports that EPA workers began chemical tests Monday at an elementary school and a nearby home. Workers will also be collecting samples from other outdoor areas. Late last year, health officials tested six childcare facilities and preschools located within 200 feet of a dry cleaner for chemical contamination, just as a precaution. Mosquitoes in seven towns across Vermont tested positive for West Nile virus last week, that according to the Vermont Department of Health. As a result, public health officials are reminding people about ways to protect themselves from mosquito bites, including wearing long-sleeve shirts and pants when outside, wearing insect repellent approved by the EPA, and getting rid of standing water where mosquitoes often breed. Most people who are infected by West Nile virus do not get sick, but some people do experience serious symptoms. No human cases of the virus have been reported in Vermont this year. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast details partly sunny, a few widely scattered showers or a thunderstorm east of the Champlain Valley today. Showers and thunderstorms becoming numerous to the west in the afternoon hours today. Highs mostly in the low to mid-80s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.